texting, but I'll tell you why I think we should call. Here's a story. It's not really that interesting, but I'll tell you why I think we should call. It's some dude in Australia whose name is Tim Bull.
Bull?
Yeah. And he's mounting a drive to rename some big volcano or some mountain or something after Bigfoot. Okay? It's a boring story.
It's a bunch of bull.
But the reason it would be great to call this guy is that this guy lives in Australia.
Right.
And technically, right now, it's tomorrow in Australia.
It's
been a long time since we used a time machine.
That's right. We are making a phone call
to the future.
It is so exciting when we travel in time by calling Australia.
Time machine.
Time machine.
You see, time machine, it's Wednesday already.
Already, it is tomorrow with the time machine. So we're really seeing what's going to happen in the future.
Time machine.
Find out if there are any other news stories.
Time machine.
See if any. You know, he knows what we will know. Only he knows it first because he is living in Tomorrowland.
Ask him who won the big game tonight.
Fantastic.
Time machine.
Time machine.
I love my time machine. I really do.
What was the lead story on the 11 o'clock news in the United States?
We are calling Tim Bull.
Oh, no.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Hold on. Not always easy to use the time machine. Sometimes the forces of nature conspire against us so that we can't get the time machine up and running.
I got it.
Good. Time machine.
All right, but get ready for another exciting edition of the time machine.
We are calling tomorrow, Wednesday morning.
Time machine. Because you see, we crossed the international date line.
Yes.
Meaning that it's Wednesday in Australia.
Time to call Mick Dundee.
Almost 7 o'clock in the morning in Australia. Time machine.
Yeah, so it'll be a wake-up call. Tomorrow.
Time machine.
This call is being diverted. Please wait.
Diverted?
Why is it being diverted?
To a machine? Because we're calling into the future.
G'day there. Thanks for calling Tim the Yowie Man. I'm currently experiencing a high volume of calls, but please leave a message and I will promise to get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, crap.
Couldn't we call anywhere in Australia to use the time machine?
Time zones?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Just call anywhere, call a breakfast joint or something. Find out what the headlines are tomorrow.
I have just dialed a number at random. Made up a number.
Excellent.
So I don't know if this is going to go through or not.
A random number in Australia.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we're getting a regular ring.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
G'day. It's the breakfast flakes. Australian radio.
7-6. All right. I'll try this guy one more time. And then we'll just call an operator and have her put us through to McDonald's or something.
Of course, whenever we call Australia, I always say, that once a jolly swag man.
We're sorry.
Camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Yep. Hold on, I got a number right here. No thanks, honey.
Time is she.
And when you say that thing about Billy Bach,
yes,
I always like saying there once was a girl from Nantucket.
Oh, no.
Would love to say. Oh. All right, let's call Stewart Island, New Zealand.
Ah, same thing.
Fisherman from the future. Yep. This is the original time machine call.
Fisherman from the future. He'll be able to tell us what's happening.
Time machine.
What we can look forward to.
Time machine.
When we wake up.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man, this is great. And it's cool because all the people in California and New York and all the way in between, this is real exciting.
Time machine right now.
Time travel is fun.
Hello.
I love the time travel.
Hello.
Hello, fisherman from the future.
Hello.
Hello, I'm sorry we're not here to
speak. Hello.
Although I could well be engaged on the other line.
Hello, my husband's parked
you in.
You can
drive in later or alternatively leave us a message after the beep.
All right, hold on. Let me just get an operator here.
What will fish taste like in the future? We'll have to call
time machine.
The fisherman of the future.
Time machine.
Welcome to Ballot Manic.
Welcome yourself. Time machine.
Oh, maybe we could speak to some of those Sheilas down under.
You know what? She's probably going to put me through to some international operator, right?
Joe, may I help you?
Hi.
Yes. Hello. This is the Dynamite Radio Show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to a McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
You don't want to contact your long-distance company.
Who is your long-distance operator?
I don't know. I'm a disc jockey, sir. I'm just doing a radio show. Couldn't you please do it?
No, sir. I'm afraid not.
Why?
We don't call overseas, sir.
Why? You're the phone company.
Can't you call anybody?
Please hold from us, supervisor.
Pardon me?
Oh, dear.
He wants his supervisor to speak with us.
Sure. If you want to.
I didn't even get a chance to tell him that we were time traveling.
We're on a mission to go to the future.
Hello?
We'd like an Egg McMuffin in the future, please.
Time machine.
Tomorrow morning, it's breakfast time.
Hello?
Breakfast time in Australia. Time machine.
Well, now, when you dial zero, yes. It's Bell Atlantic.
To dial 00. For an international operator.
Yeah, but I should be able to get an operator just by dialing zero.
The supervisor can probably connect you to the international operator, but you're just going to have to Your best bet is to dial 00 to expedite travel to the future.
As soon as you dial 00, you will speak to an international operator.
All right. I just hate giving up on this.
I know.
Rob, pick up line 4. Let me know when the supervisor picks up.
Okay? Supervisor.
All right.
You call 00?
MCI WorldCom.
I just
did. Enter the number you wish to call. Area code first. For operator assistance, press 0 now.
Time machine.
Please hold for operator assistance.
Hello there. I'm your international operator.
Yeah, welcome. May I help you?
Yeah, hey, baby. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to any McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
Well, unfortunately, sir, I don't have any. This is the long-distance operator. I don't have any listings. I would have to connect you to the directory assistance operator in Australia.
All right, would you do that, please?
You're billing it to the phone you're on?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Double bill it, as a matter of fact.
Double bill it. Okay.
Double bill it.
All right.
Buy yourself something nice.
Please hold, and I'll transfer you to an MCI WorldCom International DA operator.
Thank you.
What happened to the supervisor, Robbie?
Disconnected.
Phooey. See, that's what happens when you really get a man.
Thank you for holding. May I have the name and the city to the party to whom you're needing directory in Australia, please?
Yes, Sydney, Australia, McDonald's.
I'm sorry, sir. We're looking for a business or a residence?
Yes, a business. You know, House of Hamburgers, McDonald's. You're on the air.
In Sydney.
You're on the air.
Anyone will do. As long as it is in the future.
How you doing on that, honey?
One moment, sir. The computer is searching, sir.
You file under H for hamburger or M for McDonald's?
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for McDonald's in Sydney, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, sir. Please hold.
Thank you. She didn't want to play any of our reindeer games.
What a ball buster. Thank you, Nurse Ballbricker.
Very testy today. Lots of the phone people. The people who control our lives.
Should you just hang up on us?
I did not. Please hold, sir.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I didn't know you could still hear me.
Okay. Thank you for holding, sir. Are you needing a particular branch or a particular office?
You pick just a McDonald's restaurant in Sydney, Australia.
Anyone will do. Just put us right through.
And double bill it, incidentally. And buy yourself something nice. Buy yourself some bath oil beads. You know, splurge.
Hosiery.
Yeah, buy yourself some nice pantyhose.
Is she still on the line? Ma'am?
Yes, sir, I'm still on the line.
Okay, so any McDonald's, you heard that part, right?
Yes, sir, and I heard everything else. Please hold.
Thank you. Enjoy the bath oil beads.
011, country code is 61, and the city code is 2. The telephone number is 9722. Thank you for using MCI WorldCom.
Thank you. You can't. Hello?
Yeah, now it's ringing.
Oh, there she is. Thank you. All right.
Good morning, McDonald Johnston. This is Belinda.
Hello. Is this McDonald's?
Yes. McDonald Johnston or J.D. McDonald you're after?
Let me first say you're on the radio at the Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show where it is yesterday, and in Sydney it's this morning. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Is it Wednesday morning where you are?
Yes.
Time machine! I love the time machine!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are calling McDonald's in the future.
Time machine!
Truly amazing.
You see, where we are, it's yesterday.
That's right. It's dinner time yesterday.
And where you are, it's breakfast time tomorrow.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's happening on Wednesday? Anything new?
Time machine.
Sorry?
Is there anything new happening on Wednesday morning?
No.
What? Time machine.
Time machine.
Can you tell us of any late-breaking news items that happened on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
No.
Are there a lot of people in your restaurant?
We're not actually, no, I don't think you understand. We're not actually a restaurant.
You're not a restaurant?
Who are you?
No, I think you have to like the McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah, I thought you were, I thought we were calling McDonald's.
We are, that's our name of our company, but we're not actually a restaurant.
Oh, we didn't call the restaurant.
Oh.
We're totally... What kind of business?
What business is this, honey?
J.D. McDonald. We actually sell hand dryers.
You sell hand dryers?
Yeah.
Like hand dryers for public restrooms?
Yes.
All right, well, maybe you could still answer our questions. It doesn't really matter who we call. We wanted to call the future, because where we are, it's yesterday. And where you are, it's tomorrow. Now, can you tell us, has anybody famous died since last night?
No. Not that I know of.
Have there ever been any major natural disasters of any kind?
No.
No, nothing going on like that? And what?
No.
Could you tell us how life is better in the future? Can you tell us what's better tomorrow than today? What new innovations can we look for in the future? What new inventions?
I'm not really sure.
Or perhaps you'd like to ask us about life in the olden times.
Yeah, what life was like in the past? Because we're speaking to you from the past.
See, where we are, it's yesterday.
Do you understand? Nope. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you get the fact that where you are, it's Wednesday, and where we are, it's Tuesday?
Yes.
Don't
so
you
what
think?
About to you?
What?
How can it be Wednesday when here it's Tuesday? No, we're Wednesday, you're Tuesday. So you're a whole day behind us.
Yes! That's why we are speaking to you with a time machine.
Time machine. See, we are calling a woman in the future. That's you.
Oh, terrific. Thank
Your
you.
Future woman. Time machine.
Is it early where you are? Is it early tomorrow?
It's 9:57 a.m.
Oh, you should be much more awake than you are then.
Can you tell me what tomorrow's weather is like?
It's hot and steamy in Sydney.
Hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy.
That's right. You know another thing? It's a weather machine, Don.
I've seen weather machine.
We're calling from wintertime, and it's summertime.
Wichita.
It's summertime.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who wins tonight on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't watch that.
Oh,
sorry.
I wish you did. Then you'd be able to give us the lowdown.
But see, that would be our night tonight. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight.
Do you have any hot stock picks for us?
No, because see, I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV.
Sorry. No.
You don't watch TV.
No.
So is that what life's like in the future? You don't watch TV?
Oh, my God, Don. There's no TV in the future.
No, there has to be TV in the future.
Where are you calling from? You said Wichita, but...
No, honey, we're calling from Washington, D.C. We're calling from yesterday.
Yeah,
you see,
I got
here,
that.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah?
You're on national radio in America.
Oh, thank you.
We're calling you from the past. When people were smarter.
What would you like to ask us about the past? Go ahead, ask us anything. We'll tell you what it was like in our time.
I think I know it already.
Aha! That's very smart.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you see, you know what happened in the past, but we don't know
what happens in the future. That's why we're using our time machine.
Okay, well, in Sydney this morning, there was a terrible accident on the F4 going into Sydney, so traffic was held up. See, you know that before anyone else now.
Ah, see, now that's, honey, that's just what we're looking for.
Thank you very much for that insight. We appreciate it.
Some kind of late-breaking news with our time machine.
Okay.
Time machine. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We just called the dumbest woman in the future.
That is for sure.
I mean that. Out of all the people in Australia we could have gotten.
Where are you from, Wichita?
Time machine.
Well, you know, people's brain juices get scrambled when you use the time machine.
This is the Don and Mike Show.